Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today we're in Luke chapter 18, verse 1, and let me read that verse to you. Then he spoke a parable to them that men ought always to pray and not lose heart. In Luke 18, Jesus told the story of a widow who came to an unjust judge, seeking justice in a legal dispute. The judge, though he did not regard God or man, eventually gave the widow justice because of her persistent requests. Jesus ended the parable with this application in verse 7. He said this, "Shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them?" Friends, it's easy to lose heart in prayer because it's hard work. In Colossians chapter 4, verse 12, Paul praised a man because he was always laboring fervently in prayers. Paul knew that prayer required fervent labor. It's easy to lose heart in prayer because the devil hates prayer. If prayer were powerless, it would be easier to pray. And it's always easy to lose heart in prayer because we are not always convinced of the reality of its power. Prayer too often becomes a last resort instead of being a first resource. Despite all that, we always ought to pray. In the parable, the only reason the judge gave the woman what she wanted was that she wouldn't stop bugging him. In the wording of the biblical Greek, he complained that the woman was beating or stunning him with her persistence, so eventually he answered her request. This parable has a unique approach. Obviously, God is not the unjust judge. But if the unjust judge will answer the persistent request, how much more will a righteous God? The woman had to overcome the judge's reluctance to help. Now, we often feel that we must also overcome God's reluctance by our persistence, but this misses the point of the parable. Jesus did not say we always ought to pray and not lose heart because God is reluctant, but because he isn't. What seems to us as delays in answered prayer are not necessarily to change God, but to change us. Persistence in prayer brings a transforming element into our lives, building us into the character of God himself. Some promises of God take a long time to fulfill. Will we persevere in trusting God? George Mueller was a remarkable man of faith who ran orphanages in England. In a sermon he preached when he was 75 years old, he said that 30,000 times in his 54 years as a Christian, he had received an answer to prayer on the same day that he had prayed it. But not all of his prayers were answered so quickly. Mueller told of one prayer that had been brought to God about 20,000 times over 11 and a half years, and he was still trusting God for the answer. Mueller said this, quote, "I hope in God, I pray on, and look for the answer. Therefore, beloved brothers and sisters, go on waiting upon God, go on praying." Friends, that's God's word to you today. Go on praying because God wants us to persist in prayer.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.